Levitt, Southern Poverty Law Center criminal organization, run by fraudsters. By Pam Key on April 24, 2026. Friday on Fox News Channel's America Reports, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt described the Southern Poverty Law Center as a criminal organization, run by fraudsters. Host John Roberts said, "I want to ask you about the DOJ going after the Southern Poverty Law Center, which was at one point in its history, a very reputable civil rights organization fighting the KKK, according to the DOJ. All of that has changed. And I guess the thing that's probably most relevant to President Trump is that they were paying the person who was involved in that Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, which was one of the biggest points of criticism for this president during his first term. What's his thinking on what's going on now with the DOJ?" Leavitt said, "Well, you're right. The Southern Poverty Law Center was a very reputable organization at one point in time, and they have unfortunately transformed into a criminal organization run by fraudsters who are paying for and inciting this very racism that they claim to stand against. Now, you mentioned the Charlottesville hoax, John. It's a brilliant point because that is one of the most vicious and egregious smears that has been used against President Trump over the course of the last 11 years since he got himself into politics. And this group funded some of the funders of that hoax that not only the media ate up like candy, but that the Democrats ran campaigns on. If you recall, in 2020, Joe Biden launched his campaign for president on the basis of the Charlottesville hoax. It was a total lie, and it was funded by this organization that claims to stand against racism. I'm glad to see accountability is being high, thanks to the Department of Justice. And I would like to criticize the legacy media. If you read articles about this case and this indictment in the New York Times, they're trying to claim that this is a weaponization of justice from the Trump DOJ. It couldn't be further from the truth. This was a grand jury indictment made up of Americans who realized that this organization was engaging in criminal activity, and they need to be held accountable for it." Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.